the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
It makes a huge difference because you're exchanging energy and you don't want that in you. I know the first time I got Reiki done, the person that, after I got finished, one of the other people that were is at the retreat, she said, you want to be careful about that. She says, because people can steal your energy.
Now, actually, I have to say something different on that.
Okay. What's your thoughts?
When my Reiki is activated, and I am surrounded in this beautiful Reiki bubble, I could not be more protected.
Wow.
In the 15 years I've been doing Reiki, I've never worried about someone else's energy getting in me or attacking me. I could not be more protected. And when we have fear, when we're afraid of that, we lower ourselves to a lower vibration level. So anyway, that's just me.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, but see, you are the facilitator. Yes. I am the recipient.
Yes, that's a big difference. That's a big difference. If you have someone with negative energy and you're accepting, you know, and that's what you do when you go for Reiki, you are exactly right. And I do want to mention during the show, my level one and two Reiki training manual is going to be going to publishing this month.
Oh, shoot. You are doing big things. You got the book, you got the manual, you got the online course, and you are here with me. Here she is, Brains. Okay, right here on the Edge. You know you home. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And look who we have right over there. That is the one and only Paula Vale. From not Northern California. She's up in Washington. It's north of me in California. She's going to talk to us about Reiki. What is this Reiki? You know, people talk about it all the time. Yesterday, I was down in Seaport Village, and there was a man with his mask on and a sign saying he was doing Reiki. I don't know. We were just talking about the exchange of energy, and right behind me here are your chakras. So we're going to talk about those as well here on the Edge. Brains, please help me welcome our guest today, Ms. Paula Vale. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. And I'm just thrilled and honored to be a guest of yours.
Oh, my God. See, when people say honor, that word honor just takes me to a whole nother level. So I am humbled and I am gracious and I'm so glad that I have a platform to share the great work that you do as well as others. Because we are in a different place, Paula. We're in a whole different scene, you know? And this is, again, this is 2020. We are in a vortex. And my concern, more than anything, is not the ones that are leaving us, but the ones that are left behind. Where are we? What are we to do? How are we going to get through this? But you're going to help talk me through that today, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
Gosh, well, I showed up a premature baby, less than 3 pounds.
Wow. In the
1950s. They brought in a priest, gave me my last rites. They said, she will not survive the night. And I did. At 6 months old, I weighed, I think, 6 pounds. But I did. And so that's always really giving me a tremendous amount of gratitude for my life and a purpose of being a positive energy in my life and being grateful. So that's my beginning. And then in college, I started working at a restaurant, fell in love with it, managed it, became the owner. So I was in a restaurant for 27 years in Tacoma, Washington. And then after selling my restaurant, my dear Shotzi, she's behind me. And there's a picture of me at my restaurant, my Shotzi dog, a white shepherd who owned my heart. She was 14. She had a tumor. She was very ill. She could barely move. And someone said, you should learn Reiki. I'd never heard of it. So I learned Reiki. You know, I had her 2 more years.
Really?
So much. So I have been doing Reiki about 15 years now. I've taken classes around the world. I got my master training in Machu Picchu. I am also a shaman. My shaman name is Santara. I am just in love with Reiki and the things I have seen over the years and what it does. It's life-changing, in my opinion. And I love teaching it and opening the door for others. And that's what prompted me also to create a level 1 and 2 Reiki training manual for teachers around the world to use. And that's actually going to publishing this month. Wow. So as soon as that's published, you can find the link on my website, wellness.
You're going to share the link with us. You're going to share the link with me and my brains?
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of my story and my history. I'm very much an entrepreneur girl.
Let's dial back. I want you to explain to my brains, what is Reiki? What is it?
It's actually quite simple and yet very powerful. It's not complicated. It's basically life force energy that we all have that connects us to totality. It's very scientific. Our luminous energy field tells our DNA what to do. So when we open the door to Reiki with sacred symbols and something called an attunement, originally called initiation, we open up a connection and open a door for intense healing and loving energy. This also raises our intuition. It has been proven and studied that Reiki, when we receive it or give it, it boosts our immune system. When a practitioner is offering Reiki to someone, this energy is coming through them. It's not their Reiki. The Reiki is coming through them. They are healed too. And this positive energy goes to the client, the animal, whatever you're sending the Reiki to and offering it. And it goes into every cell, every muscle, every tissue of the body. I kind of reference it like when someone starts coming for Reiki treatments, it's like pulling the weeds in the garden. Any imbalance, toxins, anything that needs to be removed to help the body heal itself, that's what Reiki does. It helps us be in balance. It helps us remove blockages or anything that needs to be removed. And that aids us in being healthier and being at a higher vibration level. Energetic.
Well, you know, it's all the rave now. Everybody's talking about Reiki. I mean, you know, I'm a Reiki practitioner and this, that, and the other. And we talked a little bit about that, exchanging energy with people, the life, because it is a life force energy. You understand what force means? Pressure, movement. You know what life means? Visibility. Okay. You know, sustainability. You got to be aware of that, brains. Now, Paula, explain to people how this is actually conducted. This is, you know, yeah, I'll let you explain. You explain it.
Well, there's a few different ways. First, the practitioner, quote, activates their Reiki. They use symbols because symbols are a part of Reiki. They all have their own vibration, which empowers and enhances the Reiki. So once the Reiki is activated, you can offer Reiki to someone hands-on and literally just light touch around the body, put them in this beautiful bubble. And you can also offer the Reiki long distance, beyond time and space. I have sent Reiki to people across the world.
I know, you know, and at first, when I first heard that, I'm like, oh, this is some trickery. You know, I didn't believe it, but I had somebody do it and it worked. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, when I got the hands-on Reiki though, I was fully clothed. I was on a massage table. The facilitator or guide, what do you call it? They're not all masters. What do you call your Reiki practitioner?
Just a practitioner.
Okay. So the Reiki practitioner was in the zone. He was in the space. He had created this perfect paradigm. I was completely clothed. And I could feel the energy moving as he just, with his hands, just glided very gently over my body, staying stuck in certain places where he felt that these here chakra areas were blocked. So can you tell us a little bit about the chakras? Because I want people to have this experience and know what's going on when they're looking for a Reiki practitioner or when they're considering having this done. So can you tell us a little bit about the chakras?
Each chakra has its purpose and what it does for us. And actually on my wellnessinspired.com website, I have a chakra balancing meditation that I wrote and recorded that you can do for free. Each chakra, and I describe each one, has its own purpose. And so the Reiki will help each of those chakras release anything, any imbalance that needs to be released. It will give them positive energy. And I actually, you know, most people focus on the first to the seventh chakra. I actually myself love the eighth chakra. The eighth chakra is right here. And that is the chakra between our physical body and what you could call source totality.
Okay, so that is, okay, so brains, if you're looking here, this would be the first chakra. So it is beyond that. The eighth chakra is.
That is the seventh. The first is down here and we come up.
So this is the root chakra right here, really?
And the crown is the seventh and the eighth is here. And myself, I will feel the energy of that eighth chakra and I will bring that down into my lower chakras. I mean, we can have so much fun with Reiki and with the chakras. There's many things we can do. But the chakras all have their own, I'll say, job or what they contribute to our body, to our energy system. And when you give Reiki to someone, you can, you know, as we, as a practitioner, our hands may say, I want to stay here more and, you know, celebrate that, just offer the Reiki. But when we offer Reiki to someone, we can know that that Reiki energy is going in every chakra. It is going in every cell, every muscle, every tissue of the body. And we can envision that person, client, pet, rescue animal, whatever wildlife. I've given Reiki to deer, to giraffes.
Wow.
Had them lay down. And it just goes everywhere in every cell and tissue of their body. And that's really wonderful. So I'm very big on the actual, what I call Reiki bubble, just encompassing someone in that Reiki bubble.
I want to be honest. I want to be fair and equitable. Brains, you know, some of you may not be down with this, okay? But I provide you the best and the brightest in the world because these people have dedicated their life and they're not doing it just for shit and giggles because it's cute. They're doing it because it works. So try it. If you are under a doctor's care, continue with that treatment. But I want you to know that there's alternatives. So when you say that there is a healing in every cell of the body, what does that mean? Because there are people that are not going to respond to this all the same. Some people may not heal. Some people still need medication. Some people actually in their own mind resist it. And when you resist it, you can't receive it. What do you say to the doubting Thomases? What do you say to the people that say, eh, this ain't
well,
real?
Well, I've had a few doubting Thomases over the years. Like a gentleman, his wife brought him in. He had lost an arm in a motorcycle accident and had a lot of phantom pain. And he was like, but after a few sessions, he was like, oh my gosh, how that's helped me. But actually, the Reiki goes to our higher self. It's up to our higher self to accept it or not.
Right.
So yes, with anything in life, a positive accepting mindset does increase what we receive, but you can be a doubter of Reiki, but your higher self, of course, will accept it. It's like that with long distance Reiki. It goes to their higher self. So that Reiki will still go to them, and it's up to their higher self. And then as far as, let's say, quote, healing, it doesn't, you know, Reiki benefits us. It helps promote healing. But bottom line is our higher self, I call it our soul planner. I call him my soul planner, who's with me from lifetime to lifetime. I'm just in this physical vehicle right now. You know, it's like, okay, what's my car going to be this life? What am I going to drive down? But
I love it.
Our soul planner already has, you know, set what's going to happen. So it doesn't mean that there's going to miraculously be a cure. There may
be,
but there may not. And so Reiki can be very powerful for those who are in the end of life mode.
Like transitioning hospice and.
Yes. Yes. I was just asked yesterday if I would be interested in doing more work with hospice. And also we can give Reiki to someone who is not physically alive. We can send Reiki to someone who has passed. And that can help them with the change, any fear they might have, or just, you know, sending them love. And it's an amazing, amazing tool. We can
do that. An amazing tool. But and again, like you said, it is about the acceptance. And a lot of times, brains, acceptance is comfort and comforting. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're going through, if you can't get your head around it, you're screwed. You know, you have to be willing and you have to be open to explore and just to go with it. You didn't know what to expect when you came from, you know, the womb. So you don't know what to expect during the transition. You have a great book. Let's talk a little bit about your book.
My book is called
I Am Not So Badly.
Yes. And it actually received a 5-star review.
Wow.
Reader's favorite. And I wrote that basically because I've been asked that my whole life. Mm-hmm. Why are you so happy? What are you smiling about? And, you know, so many people have the impression because I do tend to be happy. I believe it's because I am very gratitude-based and focused. But I've had very serious challenges in my life, mm-hmm. from being bullied in junior high to losing loved ones, losing a husband to illness. So I've had challenges, as everyone does. We have challenges. And so I wrote my book to share my perspectives of, you know, my life and what these challenges, what perspectives they gave me, and how our happiness really is a choice, and we can still be happy. It doesn't mean we didn't go through the challenges, but you know, where we focus makes a huge difference in life. So basically, that's why I wrote the book.
All right, so let me ask you this. Happiness, you know, in my brain, which is huge, but seriously, it's almost like a drug. It's almost like a drug because people are constantly chasing it. Now, that may not be your case because you live in it. But what is the next thing that's going to make me happy? Is it a car? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it chocolate cake? Is it the next job? Is it who's going to win the election? Whatever it is it a puppy? People are always looking for that next place to get them to happiness, instead of focusing on being content.
Yes, you are spot
on being in the present, and that presence makes you happy. Because even if you are faced with oppositions or you're faced with challenges, you would not be able to appreciate happiness if you did not understand the struggle. Am I right?
Yes, yes. And you are so spot on, because so many times, and I discuss this in the book, we can say to ourselves, I'll be happy when I get that car. When I get this. And that is not... That is just giving that happiness and that joy to some outside thing. Mm-hmm. Happiness is in here. Happiness is inside. Actually, my next book after finishing the Reiki manuals, do you know what it's going to be called? I Am Not My Car.
Wow. You mean to tell me you are not a classic 1969 Mercedes-Benz convertible?
My first car was a 1969 Mustang. Oh my gosh. All the boys in high school wanted to go out in my car.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, you know what? Because you're driving, and you're driving a purpose, you're driving a cause, you are driving people to an alternative space, you know, that they don't really realize is even there.
Yes.
You're so stuck in the here and now. Mm-hmm. And brains, we've got to get beyond that, or we're not going to survive. Mm-hmm. I keep telling you over and over and over again, this will never be December 31st, 2019, ever again. Mm-hmm. Okay? We are in 5D. We are going through the vortex. We are in the age of Aquarius. I can't emphasize that enough. I'm feeling it. You know, and I had a dear friend that called me screaming the other morning. They found her brother dead, 50 years old, and he just passed. She was just with him. So brains, you know, and even with that, as much as it hurts, because the same thing happened to me, they called me and told me that my brother was dead in the floor.
Me too.
Yeah, but and I'm telling you, spirit is calling them home. That's why I'm so worried about us that's here. And quick and fast, I mean, over 200,000 people, 210 now. No, I looked at it this morning, 214,000 people. That's a hell of a lot of people that have been sucked up in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Okay? Where they going? What they doing? You know, yes, COVID, but these are long-term illnesses that we've been able to, you know, nurture somebody and get them some soup and hold their hands. This is happening in nanosecond. It's like time doesn't even matter. How can we get our head around this, Paula? You know, I'm a little nervous. I'm not scared because I'm fighting the good fight. Okay. As John, I can't even think of his name now. I'm sorry. Anyway, good trouble. And we're really trying to raise people's consciousness. Kindness and love is what is going to get us through. Nothing else. Not your credit card, not your good looks, not your college degree. It is how we treat one another. Yes. Humanity. This is what the, you know, God, spirit, goddess, however you want to frame it, they're looking at us and they're saying, hey, look, I've given you books on it. I've showed you a visual. I've stopped you, pulled in your tracks for 6 months. And what have you learned? You're still acting ugly. You're still being disrespectful. You're still stealing and robbing as if you haven't learned anything from this. I've asked you to cover your face, okay? To cover your face, to protect you and others.
Yes.
And you rise up against, you're still fighting. So then when you're gone, you know, what happens? Walk us through this, Paula. What are we going to do, baby?
Yes, because, you know, what we do and say shows our respect and caring for others and animals and the planet. And something, you know, the example of masks. When we wear a mask, we are being responsible. We are being aware of what's going on out there and doing what needs to be done. And we are caring about others. Not wearing a mask is saying, I don't care about you. That's it. And with anything and everywhere in our situations in life, how we talk and treat others, treat animals, that makes a statement of our character. And when we aren't positive and aren't caring, then we are putting ourselves in a very low vibration area. I am very passionate about vibration levels.
Yes, me too.
We reside.
Me too. Yes. I'm all about vibration. I can feel it coming.
Yes.
Feel it coming. You know, that's like bad people. I can see them coming up out the ground. Oh boy, here comes one. Really, really. Yes. And I've been able to do that since a very early age. But it is what it just radiates out of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a certain eeriness, you know, and heaven forbid somebody open their mouth and that ugliness starts coming out of their mouth. It's terrible. So tell me some fun things. What do you like to do for recreation when you're not doing the heavy lifting and trying to clear out folks' chakras?
I'm loving my four rescue dogs and my two cats and my feral cats and my raccoons.
You got some raccoons?
Yes, a mama and three babies. The mama has lived in a tree outside my house for years. I love my raccoons.
Now, you know, I heard that they can be pretty aggressive. How did you make friends with a raccoon? No?
Not at all. In fact, my mama feral kitty has been there years, they'll both show up to come eat, and a raccoon who's 5 times bigger will sit there and wait for the kitty to eat, and then she'll go eat. She's not, they're very gentle. And I'm very passionate about, you know, I've a few years ago had a mission trip to Africa that was, oh my gosh, the things I saw, I could only say, oh my gosh, were life-changing. And, you know, so I do a work there, and I just, you know, really believe that we can do things and care for others. And when we give and we care, oh my gosh, we're giving ourselves such a gift as well. You know, when you give, some think, well, you don't get anything back. Oh my gosh, you get so
that's so
much
wrong.
Back.
That is so wrong. I am in a place of abundance. You know, sometimes it's like, it's crazy. I went to the bank the other day and I saw this guy sleeping on the ground. I got an extra $20 just to give him. Okay. And I came home and there was a whopper of a check waiting for me. Okay. And I'm saying to myself, okay, so now what am I going to do? There's magic in the power of giving.
Yes.
It's magic. And when you have it to give, that means that you are in a place of abundance.
Yes.
Okay. And you're supposed to pay it forward. It's supposed to spill over. People just don't get it. I'm going to hold on to it. Or, you know, I was talking to another friend of mine and they're fighting over, you know, the insurance policy. The money is going to be gone in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to have? No relationships, no one to care for you, no one to love you, no one to call you, but you got that little bit of money and you squandered that. So it is all about caring, giving, and sharing.
And when we have that caring, giving, and sharing attitude, we are putting that energy out there to source. And you know what? That opens a door for wonderful manifestations that we may have never even dreamed of.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, I'm a super big dreamer. a super big dreamer. And some things that have come into play for me, I am like astonished. Because again, we can't even begin to realize all of our opportunities. Yes. We have, our imagination isn't even that big. Yes. And that's not even in this life. We're talking about the lives before or the corrective action from lives previously. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So yes, there's a healing in that.
Yep.
Well, Paula, you are just like awesome sauce. I wish I was there for you to lay hands on me, sister. We'll have to do it through the virtual screen.
Yeah. We will meet one day. I have a lot of friends in your area, and eventually I will get down there again.
Well, I want to come up to your area because I'm a tree hugger now.
Yay!
One of my guests said, you know what? I was like, I really dig trees. I'm going to go out and hug a tree. She said, but talk to the tree. When I got finished, I was up on the tree for probably a good 20 minutes. I was exhausted because I felt that Mother Nature had healed me for whatever reason and had given me wisdom from those deep roots and had grounded me, but also gave me an opportunity to spread out. It was heavy. It was heavy. So brains, go out and hug a tree. It's really, really powerful, but you got to be in it, you know, and just relax. Don't let anything else distract you. So we want to connect with you. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to purchase a copy of that book, and if they want to do some work, and also what is coming up next for Paula Vail.
Yes, awesome. You can get a copy of my book and learn more about me at
the book again. Put it up.
At wellnessinspired.com. And also on my website, there's meditations. You can watch my podcasts and videos for my show, Elevating Your Life with Paula Vail. I have interviewed people for over 6 years and love it. And that is at patreon.com/Paula Vail. I have my new Reiki training manual that's going to be published soon for Reiki teachers to use for level 1 and 2 training. I am beginning the process of my life's dream to the 8 acres where I grew up in Centralia, Washington. I am starting to put together to have a nonprofit animal rescue and Reiki Retreat Center.
Oh, wow.
I can teach Reiki. We can give Reiki to the animals. And this has been my life's dream. And 2021 is when it's going to come into fruition. So I'm working on all the back paperwork and all of that now. So
I am so proud of you because, again, you are such a giver. And I know the animals love you. Still trying to get my head around a pet raccoon. But that's a beautiful thing because, you know, again, everybody's not into just cats and dogs. There's a whole other world out there of all different types of species. I know I got a bunch of lizards in the backyard, and I don't bother them. They don't bother me.
And I actually send Reiki, and any practitioners out there, please join me. The third Saturday of every month between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. your time, if you would like to give long distance Reiki to the entire planet's animal kingdom. I started that years ago.
Wow.
They need our love and our Reiki. So if
they do,
feel free to join me.
Okay, well, will you be sure to provide me all the links because I want to have all of those listed. Brains, please go down and subscribe right now to On the Edge with April Mahoney on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. I want you to go in and listen to some of Paula's interviews. They are powerful. I went and listened to some of them. One of them just kind of put me in a trance. I was just kind of knocked out. And when I woke up, I was still in a state of trance. So that lets me know that really penetrated. So I am so glad that you are here with me and the brains on the edge, the place that's in my face, where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are what? Never dull. There she is, Brains. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye, Brains.